Media Center by Denny Hamlin, driver of the number 11 FedEx Toyota for Joe Gibbs Racing. He'll be starting second on the pole, second for tomorrow's race. If you have any questions, please raise your hand. We will get to you. Who would like to start? We'll start with Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Denny, certainly you're a veteran, and the bad luck, it happens. It's early in the season. There's plenty of time to come back. So a day like today, how does it matter in morale, or does it matter? Are you guys a veteran group that, you know, you don't get too high, you don't get too low with things like the first 3 weeks of the season?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we haven't even talked about it as a team about points or anything like that. And I mentioned before the year started, I think everyone's average finish is going to be moved up, you know, 3 to 4 points in general, just because I think there'll be more mechanical failures, more wrecks, things like that. So more so, you know, I think it'll be easier actually to come out of a hole this year, simply because, you know, as you've seen, there's just everyone has trouble or has had trouble where it seemed like we were so honed in on the old car that, you know, my average finish just kept dropping every single year, lower and lower. So I think you have a year where you can be 10 or 11. You're going to be up front, probably contending for, as long as you get reasonable stage points, you're going to be contending for a regular season championship. So I think we're not panicked, simply because I just think that, you know, we have had some bad luck. Obviously, Daytona was not our doing, and then last week was our doing, or my doing. I shouldn't say we, but I'm confident. I'm really actually happy about, you know, where our team is and where it's progressing week to week.
Any other questions for Denny? We'll come down here to Taryn in the front.
Taryn Walk with NASCAR.com. Given your strong history here at Phoenix, would getting a good finish this weekend kind of just reassure you that almost I've still got this with the next-gen car?
Yeah, I mean, certainly this is an important race. I mean, you know, even though it's certainly early in the season, it's still, you know, kind of the first real short track that we've are going to. It's going to create a big datum point that we can go to when we start setting up our cars for other racetracks. So it's very, very important. And so a good solid day this weekend certainly would help us believe and give us confidence that we're going to be good pretty much at all the racetracks. I thought at Las Vegas we had one of the best, if not the best car, and that's a mile and a half. We got a boatload of them. We got a lot of short tracks. If we can be good here, then I like our outlook for the whole year.
Do you even think about how this is the championship venue, or new car too soon, can't keep those notes?
No, we think about it, and I think about it for sure. So I just make sure I do my part and give them the feedback they need to make the car better this weekend and then when we come back.
We'll go to Nicholas in the back. No, you guys are down here to Cole. Sorry. This one right here.
We have an intimate group here. We can shout it.
Hi, Denny. Cole Cusimano with Arizona Republic. Had that 20-minute practice session. Did you feel any significant changes compared to years past with the Gen 6 car?
No significant changes, but it is different. You know, I didn't feel comfortable at all in our practice. We're working on some seat stuff, try to make my back a little better. But it's, you know, it was different. It certainly was different. I didn't test here, so I didn't get the opportunity to get a bunch of laps at the track. But obviously, we had some very good speed there, especially in the long run. And then my focus shifted to qualifying, and I'm like, well, we got to be good on the short run. That's typically where you win races, and these races have come down to last lap restarts and things like that. So for us to qualify the way we did, that's pretty encouraging that we got something we can work with.
We'll come right over here.
John Field, the Racing Experts. What was some of the biggest things you worked on just from the start of practice to taking the checkered flag here just now in qualifying?
This is a good question. A lot of it was just driving technique, trying to figure out what I needed to run, what line I was going to run, how much grip the strip had up there. Evidently, they sprayed resin, you know, all over the track. But I mean, the top lane feels the most sticky I think I've ever felt any PJ1 or resin or anything. It has got enormous amount of grip. So I don't know if that's what we were aiming for, but obviously the top line will be dominant, and I was just trying to get my bearings and figure out where my letoff point was, where my braking point was, because again, you just don't have that time to adapt to, you know, what you need out of your car until you drive it the correct way. And for 20 minutes, you've got to get it going. So you typically, in these 20-minute sessions, you're pushing a little bit more because you know you just don't have time before the race to get honed in.
Go back here to Cooper.
Cooper Burns, BlazeRadioOnline.com. I asked a couple of drivers before practice about their thoughts on the restarts. Restarts here are notoriously crazy, 4 and 5 wide. Do you have any caution this weekend with the diffuser on the back of the car and the fact that the dog leg could cause some damage? Do you have any plans on maybe see what other people do first, or are you just going to attack it like normal?
The latter. We'll probably... you know, wait to see other guys do it and see if they get damage from it. You know, the one thing that's, I guess, maybe good about it is, you know, we do have shock lengths that are limited, so it's not going to let your car fully go down there and crash the bottom. But we know that we don't want to damage anything underneath the car, so we'll proceed with caution to start with.
We'll come up here to Dustin, and we'll wrap with Bob.
Can you give me a sense of how this year in working with the new car challenges you as opposed to being challenged any other year in the sport? You know, you hear people say, hey, in one sense, it's nice to see these guys spin out in the sense of it's a struggle. I'm sure there were challenges in previous years trying to find the nuances, and now it's a lot bigger. Can you give me a sense of what the challenge is like and how you're being – how is this year just like any other year, just on a bigger scale, or is it even more so a challenge?
It's more so a challenge, and obviously you saw it last week with me, you know, shifting in the wrong direction. Yeah, I've just been doing this for so long that, you know, you just kind of get used to it. You know, when you hear the wind out, you know you're in second gear. You've always, and since I've been 16, gone up and to the right. So, you know, it's that's challenging. I don't know that I'll be the last to do it, but I hated being the first one. But yeah, there's a lot of things that are so different within this car that does challenge you. But I think so far, you know, I can't emphasize enough how far these cars have come since September or December when we tested at Charlotte. I was not optimistic by any means about the racing that we were going to see. I think so far the races have been fantastic. We've seen great finishes, great battles within the field, guys spinning out when they step over the line. That's all, you know, great real racing that we grew up doing. And so hopefully the fans like it, and I think that this will continue to just get better and better as time goes on. So very optimistic about what we've seen so far and the outlook for the car.
We'll take one last question from Bob.
At Bob Pockrass, Fox Sports. Next week at Atlanta, I'm curious if you have any sense of how it's going to race, and also Atlanta changed the wall a little bit after the test in January. I know there's some complaints about the track not listening to drivers when making this configuration. Is there any solace in the fact that they apparently did listen to feedback there?
Yeah, I think the wall angle was a concern for the drivers coming off the turn four, and then kind of that kink. Certainly if we're going to be racing in a tighter group, you know, you don't want to have any angles that are you know, not safe. But it was good that they were able to make some adjustments to that. You know, I think the biggest concern from what I hear from drivers is that, you know, even though it's just repaved, it's got tremendous amount of bumps off of turn two that is not smooth, which you would think you would have with a new paved track. But we'll see how I don't know what to expect. I don't know if we're going to be drafting or we're going to be, you know, I don't think we're going to be tight pack racing. It's not going to be Daytona or Talladega, but are they going to be grouped together? How do you build your car? All those things are going to be a question mark, and I have no clue what I'm getting into.
All right. Thanks, Denny. Good luck tomorrow.